surrounded by nothing but the nothing, surrounded by us, but it's just me in my room with my eyes shut. Oh, when I was 17, my mother said to me, don't stop imagining. The day that you do is the day that you die. Now I pull the one-ton carriage instead of the horses grazing along, and I was having fun. We were all having fun.
Don't even ask.
Listen to your body.
All right. How's it going, everyone? You are listening to WFO 91.5 Medford Freeform Radio. Moist Vibes playing the tunes right now. My name is Spencer, my co-host and compatriot, my arch nemesis and a good friend, Nick Golan, is not here at the moment. He is driving back from New York from Easter. Safe travels, Nick. But we have probably the best replacement possible in the station right now. Anything to say about yourself? A plug for your show? Things you've been thinking about? Don't want to steal your thunder.
What would a dry vibe sound like? You know?
Sandpaper.
Like a chick 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 kind of sound?
Just sandpaper.
Okay. That was all I had to say, really. I was just curious.
Or, I don't know.
I think you should stick to the moist vibe.
Yeah, I try not to focus too much on the dry vibes. I feel like they tend to bring me down, so I mostly stick to the moist ones. Moist vibes, again, that's what you're listening to right now on 91.5 WFO Medford, in case you had a momentary lapse of memory when I said that initially. But, yeah. It's 11:11. Make a wish, all you teenage heartthrobs.
Ooh. Got it. Did it.
I hope you had a great marathon Monday. We'll have some live stats coming back. I heard an urban rumor that my guest today actually participated in the marathon. So we might get some commentary that we were also contemplating going to the marathon now as a remote broadcast to just see what people are up to post-marathon, whether people are still running or not. Do you think people are still running?
I'm still running, actually.
She's running right in place as she's broadcasting. People don't really do that much these days.
Yeah, you know, it's only for the strong-hearted, really.
The old-timers.
I don't know. Maybe there are still lost souls out there, still chugging along. Respect for them.
Well, this next song is for them. This is by Kurt Vile, and I think the title is appropriate for all those who are running today. I hope it went well, and I hope you enjoy this track.
Traveling gypsy show tornado, she gone for now? Well, you know that she's gone.
Yeah.
Was the name of the last track that you listened to. That was by Broadcast, and that was a pick by our guest.
Yes.
Was that a Disco Weekly? Was that something you've just been listening to?
It did come up on my Disco Weekly, but I have heard it before, and I like it because it kind of sounds like, it sounds Parisian to me a little bit. Like, I feel like I'm sitting at a hip Parisian cafe.
What are you eating?
I don't think that, I was gonna say like a pastry, but I feel like that's something you'd hear at night. When I did go to France, I had the best pasta, and you want to know what was on it? Just butter. It was just like buttered pasta, and it was one of the best meals I've ever had.
It's little things.
It's little things. So I guess I'd be eating that. in my French cafe.
And this would be playing?
And this would be playing, yeah. I don't even know if it's French.
I heard English words, but...
No, I could have.
So before that, we had I Had a Real Good Lover by the Shouting Matches. Like, just, I don't know, not a terribly complex song, just it's basically just riffing on a guitar and some lyrics, but I love that tune. A lot of emotion in the dude's voice. And then the first track was All in a Day's Work, Kurt Vile, shouting out to all of our marathon participants, or just general runners, a lot of runners out there. Hope you had a great day's work running. That was the tie-in that I was trying to hit. I'm sorry, everyone. I apologize. But we have our own Boston Marathon finisher with us, Emma Panullo. Emma, how was the race out there? What were conditions like? What do you think of your top five finish?
It was a good day. It was a good day for running. The weather was nice. It wasn't too sunny. There was some clouds. There was a lot of people. I put a lot of snacks into those little, like, pouches that you put the snacks into.
Yes, the snack pouches. Yes,
yeah,
of course, the snack pouches.
You know, the snacks really motivated me to keep going, I think. That was a big part of my day.
Did you tie a stick onto the top of your cap with some sort of snack in front of you that you were chasing? Or was it just like, when I get fit to finish, I get to have snacks?
Oh, no, it was the whole rig, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I hired a friend to run in front of me with more snacks.
Wow. What did they have? Mac and cheese?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just kept it, like, in their butt pocket.
I hear all the great runners are doing that these days, mac and cheese.
I would be a horrible runner. Except I finished top five, right? So I did really well.
She's being humble, everyone. All right. So this next track is from a playlist called Oldies But Goldies by Gabe Haddad. Shout out Gabe Haddad. This is from Stevie Wonder. You might not have heard of him, but yeah, he's.
I think he just put out an album. This is from his new album put out yesterday. fake news.
mind. As they stripped the hair above me, being flanked on each side, I felt no need to fear them, no reason to hide. So I reached up to touch, but then faded too soon. Yet their mouths still remain and stacked up towards the moon. How that ladder of mouth waved so soft in the night, and I looked up in awe at that beautiful sight. And I dreamt about climbing into the night sky.
Again. That last track that you heard was When I Was Done Dying by Dan Deacon.
I like Dan Deacon.
Yeah, I like Dan Deacon too.
Is he the one that does the cool music videos?
Probably. Could be. I don't really watch many music videos.
Neither do I.
Anymore.
We'll have to do some
music
research.
Videos are dead at Tufts.
No, I just... I don't know.
Did you go through a phase like me when you listened to music almost exclusively through YouTube music videos?
No, my phase was more of I had like maybe three artists that I really liked, and I'm pretty sure that I watched every single live music video recording that they ever did. So it wasn't like music video. It wasn't like their music video that they'd put out for a song, but it was like any live performance that they did. And it was less like at a concert and more of... some small,
like a tiny desk.
Yeah, like tiny desk type thing.
Sure.
Or like out
some
in
radio,
the open radio
cool.
shows.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. I was really into that for a while, but like exclusively only like a couple artists.
Interesting.
I don't know. It was a phase.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I feel like most of my music videos are from like this, like Sum 41, Avril Lavigne era, I don't know. Three Doors Down or something of that, like that genre. I like watch.
So like skateboards.
Simple Plan. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Different times. Yeah. No. 12-year-old Spencer's just bumping back there in his room to some Simple Plan. But before the Dan Deacon, we were listening to some Wing Dam, Feel Real. Wing Dam, nice little local band out of Baltimore. Not local to here, but local to where I'm from. 410, baby. But yeah, I like the chick. She's got a sweet sound, and they've got some nice songs worth checking them out. Wing Dam. They opened for the Snails at a concert at the Auto Bar. So I got to see them, which was fun. And then their keyboardist did like this horrible stand-up routine, and like it was supposed to be ironic that it was horrible, and like that was the humor was that it was a horrible stand-up routine. I don't know, maybe I just missed it and it was too clever for me, but if you're going to do stand-up, you might as well be funny. I don't know, whatever. I'm a little bitter about it, clearly. But don't detract from the music because of that. And then before that, we had Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely, which was written for his daughter, which is why you can hear the baby at the beginning, we've deduced.
Yes.
Emma
yes,
deduced.
Indeed.
But now it is 11:50, almost a Tuesday.
Wow, the time flies.
Boy.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
We're just going to appreciate it for a second. We're just watching the clock.
We all take a second of silence for time, as we do often. Cool. So, we've got a PSA from our guest in studio today. There's a lot of important things. What have you chosen for us this week?
I have chosen to support a dear friend. This is the Tough Spring Dance Weekend PSA. The Tough Spring Dance Weekend is April 21st through the 23rd. The Tufts Department of Drama and Dance presents a spring dance weekend with performances on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in the Jackson Dance Lab at 50 Talbot Ave. What happens when movement invention is sparked by solutions to movement problems rather than music or emotion? What happens when we focus on movement for its own sake, allowing a narrative to emerge rather than imposing one? What if we abandon showing and focus instead on doing in collaboration with others? Find out on Friday, April 21st and Saturday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. Join dancers of the dance repertory and performance class under the direction of guest artist. Spencer, would you like to try? I'm an engineer. I can't, like, words are really a lot for me. Right here. I don't want to get this poor person's name wrong.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. June? Kuribashi? Kuribaya? I'm sorry. Sorry for the mispronunciation. I honestly don't know as well.
Okay. You should go. Mm. Anyways. Let's see. So, go and watch them as they explore these ideas alongside work by graduating dance minors Jane Acker, Nellie Augusta, Teresa Ho, and Miriam Priven. Then, on Sunday, April 23rd at 5 p.m., join artists from the School of Arts and Sciences and the School of the Museum of Fine Arts for an afternoon of new work and current works in progress. Get your tickets online at TuftsDramaDanceTickets.com or in person at the Balk Arena box office. In the Adickman Arts Center, a message from the Tufts Department of Drama and Dance and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Whew, that was a mouthful. But support the arts, support dance, listen to music.
What's that noise? What's going on? I think it's time for us to do a little remote broadcast.
Oh boy.
Can we hop in our ship over here real quick? There's some crazy stuff going on in the studio right now. Sounds like some water
bubbling noises.
I'm not quite sure. I don't know.
I'm a good swimmer, but this sounds like a lot.
Let's get in and see what happens.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we yellow submarine. We all live in
of us has all we need. Sky of blue and sea of green, in our yellow submarine.
We all live in the yellow submarine, the yellow submarine, the yellow submarine. We all live in the yellow submarine, the yellow submarine, the yellow submarine. We all live in the yellow submarine, the yellow submarine, the yellow submarine. We all
ocean is a wide, expansive place.
What did we see on our trip?
We did some whale watching. Whales are pretty cool.
Do you have a favorite sea creature?
I like the otter.
Oh, those are cute.
I looked into getting an otter as a pet.
Hmm.
A, it's pretty illegal, and B, they apparently just tear everything up, and they're like they're meant for the wild.
Really?
So if anyone out there has any otters, extra otters, domesticated otters, please hit me up. But beyond that, more feasible creatures, sea lions, pretty cool. Tortoises.
How is a sea lion more feasible?
Otter's a lot bigger, I feel. Debatable. I don't
Sir.
Know.
Sir.
don't crush my shoes. But yeah, like the tortoises that are in Finding Nemo.
Oh yeah.
Like
dude.
Those guys. Yeah. So it's 11:58. That's pretty close to the top of the hour. So I'm going to do my mandated 91.5 WFO Medford Freeform Radio sign off. You've been listening to Moist Vibes. It's been fun. We had some runners.
Not actually a runner.
We had a Boston Marathon finisher in the studio with us.
My hips would have given up on me had I even attempted to run like 2 miles, so.
My dad ran that once.
Wow.
Charlotte's dad ran the Boston Marathon. Congratulations, Charlotte's dad.
Yeah.
We got some more tunes coming up in the next hour. Yeah. It's been a time, and thank you very much for listening. There's no pressure, Charlotte. There's no pressure.
We could sing a song. Do you know any songs?
Happy birthday
to who? Are we singing it to?
I'm good.
Oh, she's good.
She's good.
She heard us sing for 2 seconds and was like, "I will put on anything to have you not sing."
Dark night,
cold,
red coupe,
fast,
picture up on time,
wow,
full house,
cool,
whipping down sunset,
dark,
high beams,
light,
no I didn't swipe right,
nah,
this was natural,
it was,
took all my sweaters,
left
me with a wife beater,
beater,
beater, beater. I never hit a girl,
but I left
my
wife beater,
beater, beater.
My reason not to reason, always change up like seasons every evening. I try to get you even like I'm Steven. If I say that I want you, then I mean it. No sugar coating, this is potent. I wish we would've known what we know now. Times get colder and feelings get bolder, just like Colorado when it snows round. Oh.
Got love by the buku, yeah. You kick it like jujitsu. You always like the post made a couple things from voodoo.
Yeah.
You say your mama lives vicariously through you. Shawty's cool times too. She's cool, cool. Girl, it's looking like a cold.